Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiul on the topic of apotropis and get shichul and kinyanim. We explained shitas haravid that an apotropis cannot be mishachar b'shtar, because for that you need the bailin. Whereas when it comes to kesef, that koch, he has koch hashichu, he doesn't have koch hashichu b'shtar, because like get, for that you need a bailim, as we saw in the previous shiur, and now we're going weiter. And again, this is based on the Torah we've been going through, the shiurim of Moran, Rosh HaYeshiva, going to the Abba Berman's Etzal. The Mfolshim have a machloikes about the etzem geder of an apotropis, the shach, in the nekudas hakesef, in Shulchan Oruch Yoyredeyo, in Simon Shinhei, explains that an apotropis is not midin zechir, but rather it's a din bifnei atzmoi. This apotropis, this guardian, is an independent din that the beis din has a koyach to appoint an apotropis, and an apotropis has the koyach, this guardian has the koyach to buy and sell kechol dinei apotropis that they appoint for a katan and the like. So according to this, the Ravid that we, our explanation of the Ravid works very well, that apotropis doesn't have a din odin, rather it's a din bifnei atzmoi, that he has the koyach to act on behalf of the yisoimim. And since he lacks the din odin, therefore he can't be mishachar b'shtar. You can't be mishachar this eved b'shtar. But the Ramban, later on, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, explains that an apotropis is midin zakin la'odom sheloi befonov. That's how it works. And according to those Rishonim who hold that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, ayin b'ri ran al arif kiddushin daf mem Beis Amud Aleph, that brings the Zadeya, also brought in the Ktseis, and Kufhei, Sivkot and Aleph. So also, what we said makes sense. Because the explanation is that the Zechia is not mitam shlichus. In other words, there is no hisyachsus hamaisa l'misha zoichin ba'avuroi. When it comes to shlichus, the person on whose behalf you did the shlichus gets credit for the maisa. But here, when you talk about Zechia, the mice is not misyaches to the person on whom before whom you are zoicha, but rather the zoicha has koach to be zoicha ba'ad chaveroi, and therefore, even though get shichu is mahani al yedei shliach, that's because shluchoi shel odom kemoisoi, and the maisim are mesiaches to the odom. This maisa of shichul is mesiaches to the odom, and therefore the shliach has the status of the odom, and the maisa shliach is like the maisa of the odom. But by an apotropis who's only midin zechiah, and zechiah, according to this opinion, is lav mitam shlichus, doesn't come from the world of shlichus. It's a different category. As we explained before, that there's no siachsus hamaisa la'oise. So if that's true, then apotropis, who's only midin zechiah, remember that's what the Shach, we saw before, writes that apotropis is a din bifnei atzmoi, sheyesh lebeis din koyach lemanois apotropis, v'yesh leapotropis hakoyach liknois v'limkol kachol dinei apotropis. So therefore he doesn't have a din of an adam. Now, if you hold that if you hold, that's what we saw in the Shach. But the Ramban explains that an apotropos is midin zakin la'adim shalai b'fonav. So if you hold it's midin zakin and zechi is lav mitam shlichus, then it also works out well because there's no asiachsus of the maisa to the mishaleach, to the one on behalf of whom it is being done. And therefore, it makes sense that the apotropos cannot do the zechia. The apotropos cannot do the zechia of shtar, cannot free this eved with a shtar, because for that you need bialim. There's no bialim. So again, this apotropos is a machlokes mefarshim. If you hold it's not midin zechia like the shach, rather it's a din bifnei atzmo that beitin has koch miman apotropos, and the apotropos has koch likanos for limkor. So then our explanation of the rabbi works out well, that an apotropos doesn't have a din adayim. The shach says doesn't have a din adayim. It's a din bifnei atzmo that he doesn't have a din adayim. He just has the koch, and therefore he can't do he can't be mishach by b'shtar, because by shtar you need adam. And if you hold like the Ramban that it's midin zakin ladim shalay b'fanav, so according to the opinion that says zechia is lav mitam shlichus, it also works out well because there's no shlichus here. So there's no siachsus of the maisa to the person on behalf of whom it's being done. And memela, when the apotropos is working here on behalf of the katan, it's not like the katan is doing the maisa. And therefore, since the apotropos isn't the bailam, he's zoicha, but zechia is lav mitam shlichus, therefore he can't be mishachir b'shtar. So according to those two paths, according to those two maslulim, then our explanation in the Ravid is working out well. However, according to those who hold that zechia is mitam shlichus, and that's the opinion of Tosfos and of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Divur HaMaschil HaTofes LeBaal Chayv, and also the Maskon of the Ran, the aforementioned Ran, we have a kashif. You hold zechia is mitam shlichus, then why is the apotropos not considered like the adoin, which would enable him to be meshachrer b'shtar? That is our question. So how could it be, if you hold that zechia is mitam shlichus and apotropos is mitam zechia, then he's the adam, so in the male he should be able to be meshachrer b'shtar? So we can answer as follows. The Ritva in Kiddushin and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph writes, Dibur HaMaschil Ela K'Derav Gidl, Dahave Midin Apotropis V'chulei, Ela Vaday Midin Zechiyahi. Who? Ela She Herviach HaKosov B'Zechiyah Zu Yoiser Mizechia de Alma, the Baalma Vahule Yochel Limchois, Vishen Reutze Mizechia Zu, Afil Shalabitan of Loimarin Reutze, Vilu Hocha, Eno Yochel Limchois, Bimasam, Shasul Zhus, Ella Betaina Gemura Gonchato, the Fihagavna Choivu Loi, Vain Masam Klum. So this is interesting. We have a chilek between the zechiyah of an apotropos and stam a zechiyah. That by apotropos, when there is a protest, the protest has to come with a valid taina. Normally, if there's zechiyah, you can protest even without a valid taina. So mamon of shach, if you protest without a taina, the person on behalf of whom is being zocha, if he protests without a taina, if that's considered a chayva, so by apotropos, it should also, the protest should also work without a taina. And if it's still considered a schus, if there's no taina, so in a regular case also of zechia, the mechoa shouldn't work. So what's pshat in this chiluk in the Ritva, who says that apotropos is midin zechia, but that this zechia is more than a regular zechia? That normally he could be moiche, that he doesn't want the zechia, even without a taina, and say, "Eini roitze, I don't want." But here, he can't be moiche if it's midin apetropis, b'teres apetropis. He can't be moiche b'maseim she'asu l'sus, ela b'tayna gemura. And if he has a tayna gemura, then we say that it is a choiv hulay. So we want to understand why, if apetropis midin zechia, what is the source of this distinction between apetropis and regular zechia? By apetropis, you need a tayna gemura, and by regulars, in order to negate his action, and by regular zechia, you do not need a tayna gemura. So to explain the ritva, we can say as follows, that by shlichus there are two inyanim, as Morenu v'Rabenu explains elsewhere. Number one, there's a din kemoisoi lasos hamaisa, the choshuv kemoisoi v'yeshloi koyach hamishaleach lasos hamaisa. One is the din kemoisoi to do the maisa, that is considered kemoisoi, and he has the koyach of the mishaleach to do the maisa, and therefore his maisa is a din maisa shel asiyas oisoi chalos. And there is also, when dealing with shlichus, a hisyachsus hamaisa, that the mice is considered the mice of the shliach is considered the mice of the mishaleach. So again, you have two inyanim in shlichus. One is the din kemoisoi. So if Reuven does a mice on behalf of Shimon, Reuven is like Shimon, and he has the koyach of Shimon to do this mice. And therefore, his maisa has a din maisa, he can make this chalos. So first of all, Reuven is b'mkom Shimon, he's kemoisoi of Shimon. And number two, the maisa of Reuven relates back to Shimon. A, Reuven is kemoisoi like Shimon, and B, the maisa relates back to Shimon. So Amir Tashem, hopefully in the future, we will explain why you need both of these elements. That is our question. Why do you need both? Why is one not enough? But those are the two inyanim and shlichus. So it would appear that by an apel, hopefully again, we'll be marchiv. I don't like just saying things up in the air like that without being mifases, establishing what I'm saying, but it'll suffice for now. It would appear that by apetropis, we require only his siachsis hamaisa, but the din kemoisei, that he should have the koyach, lasis hamaisa, in other words, that the Reuven is like Shimon, which gives the Reuven the koyach to do the maisa for Shimon, because Reuven is like Shimon, that you don't need by an apetropis. All you need is the siachsis hamaisa to the person on behalf of whom it's being done. You don't need the din kemoisai. Why? Because what is the din kemoisai? Since Reuven is like Shimon, he has the koyach to the mice on behalf of Shimon. But by apetropis, we don't need any special koyach for Reuven to be like Shimon in order to have the koyach to do the maisa. Reuven doesn't have to be like Shimon in order to have koyach to do the maisa. Because you know why he has koyach to do this maisa? Because he's the apetropis. That is enough to give him the koyach to do the maisa. So you only need one of these two aspects. So even l'shitas haramban and the ritva that we require din zechia ba'apetropis, nevertheless, that is only because we require the yisyachsis of the maisa to the mishaleach. But even according to them, the din kemoisai, that he should have koyach to do the maisa, we don't require by an apotropos, because he has a koyach atzmi to do this maisa. Now, if we say that even for the din kemoisai, that he should have the koyach to do the maisa, we need zechiyah, so then why do we need the din of apotropos at all? Let him come midin zechiyah to kol ha-toyra kula. In other words, we need him to come midin apotropos. Why does he need midin apotropos? Let him come because zechiyah shall kol ha-toyra kula. So it must be that for the din of kamoisai, you don't need to come on to zechiyah, because just being the apotropos is enough. So the second he's the apotropos, that's enough to give him the koyach to do this maisa. What do we need to come on to zechiyah for? We need to come on to zechiyah in order that the maisa should relate back to the person on behalf of whom he is doing this maisa. So again, the apotropos is what gives him the koyach to do the maisa, and you don't have to say he's kamoisa, because, and that's what gives him the koyach to do the maisa, because he's the koyach just by virtue of him being the apotropos. That's number one. That's what the apotropos suit does. And number two, the zechiyah makes the maisa relate back to the person on behalf of whom the maisa is being done. And based on this, we understand the chiluk of the ritva, that by regular zechiyah, that we require that the zoiche should have the koyach of the mishaleach, shebizchiyah regila, that we require that the zoiche should have the koyach of the mishaleach, then we say that the mishaleach has to agree in order that the shliach have the koyach of the mishaleach. And therefore, even if his mecho, even if his protest is without a taina, it's going to be effective, because he's not masking to give over his koyach. He didn't give the shliach his koyach. So that's why we understand by regular zechiyah, you don't need to have a taina. It's enough for him to say, I don't give you my koch, dude, I don't agree with what you did. That's when it comes to regular zechiyah. Masha ein kein, the apotropos, that we only require is siachsus ha-maise, that the maise should relate back to the mishaleach, but the etzem koyach he already has is by virtue of being the apotropos. So even if he's not maskim, but it's a schus. And since it's a schus, the maisa is going to relate back to the person on behalf of whom the maisa is being performed. And therefore, the only way to negate this maisa is with a mecha with a taina. A mecha with a taina. Why? Because what does the mecha with the taina do? It shows that it's not a schus, it's a chayv. So when we're dealing with regular zechiyah, there everything is enough. It's enough just to have a mecha to say, I don't want to give you my koach. But when it comes to an apotropos, he already has the koach on his own just by virtue of being the apotropos. And therefore, all you need for zechiyah is that the maisa should relate back. And protesting, even if he protests, the maisa is still going to relate back to the mishaleach, because it's a schus for him. The only way it's not going to relate back is if he has a proper taina to show that it's a chov. And based on this, what we said before is correct. That shichur, that ladas haraiva, the shichur of apotropis with the shtar, is not effective. Even if the apotropis is midin zechia, and even if zechia is mitam shlichus, we said, wait a second. If zechia is mitam shlichus, then the apotropis could be like an adam, and therefore it should work with even a shtar. It can even do it with a shtar. You can mishachar with a shtar. The answer is no, he can't. Because shlichus is effective by get shichu, because there's a din of kemoise, that he should have the koyach to do the maise. And therefore he has a din adon, the gabe maise ha-shichu, that's why get. And therefore you can do it, you could be mishachu with a shtav. Mashenken and apotropis doesn't require the din kemoise to do this maise, because he does the maise mikoyach atzmi shel apotropis. And since that's the case, he has no din adon. Because he has no din kemoisa v'asiyas ha-maisa, he's doing mikoyach atzma. And therefore, shichur doesn't help with the shtar, because we require maisa adon. Other than that's the yisayda dvarim. The yisayda dvarim is that since we established that by an apotropis, there's no kemoisa, so memela, even if you say what he's doing mitam schia, and schia is midin shlichus, nevertheless, it's not enough for him to be mishachar with the shtar, because by the shtar you need the bailim, and an apotropis isn't like the bailim. Apotropis doesn't have to be like the bailim, he's not a kamoisa, because he is independent koach, but since he's not like the bailim, he can't write a shtar shichur. So that's all shichur b'shtar, but shichur b'kesef is affected by the apotropis, even the das haraivid. Shechor b'kesef is effective even l'das ha'raivet al the apotropis. And the explanation is that the Imre Moshe, or Moshe Sokolovsky, who's a big Rav in Brisk, and Simcha of Dalit, he's mitzadik to say that b'shechor al yidei kesef, it's begeder haknoah. When you're b'shechor through money, that's like haknoah, that you're makna the eved to himself. So based on what we said, it makes a lot of sense why even the Raivet agrees that by an apotropis he can be b'shechor b'kesef. Because shechor b'kesef is a mechira mamish shemaknehu la'atzmai, uvimechira, we explained, we don't require the mice of the bailim be'etzem. It's enough that he should have a koyach of hakna. And since the apotropis is a koyach to do for the yisayimim, memela shichur b'kesed also. Shichur b'shtar, you need the adam. And the apotropis is an adam, doesn't have the status of an adam, because he's a koyach atzmai. Shichur b'kesef, there, you don't need an adam. There it's just like a regular, like the Moshe says, it's a regular hakna, all he needs is koyach hakna. And the apotropis certainly has a koyach hakna, and therefore he can be mishachar v'kesef. Okay, yesh laharich b'divrei imrei Moshe, but that's the yesod hadvarim. So, we saw b'siyata d'shmaya that our hesber and the raivid works however you look at it. That for a shtar you need to be bailim, and the apotropis doesn't have a din of bailim either, because like the nesiva says, a din bifnei atzmo apotropis, that he has koach, or it's b'toyra zechiyah, and if you hold zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, so therefore it also works, so he's not the shliach of the katan, and that's why he can't be mishach or b'shtar, because he's not the bailim. Maybe all zechiyah is mitam shlichus, but nevertheless, not when it comes to a apotropis. An apotropis might be the shliach, but not fully, meaning he doesn't have the status of the mishalech, because he is a koach atzmi, so he doesn't have to come on to the fact that he is kemoisoi, like the mishalech. And since there's no kemoso, therefore he cannot write a shtar shichur. And Lulinander, it would be awesome if we'd be able to lax over Lishnas Perek Zer. The Baron Kotler talks about this Lambam. I'm always excited to learn Torah Rabbi Aaron, so maybe we'll be zeicha And please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.